Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
The medium-term budget policy statement is going to be tabled in Parliament tomorrow, and the policy statement will provide important updates on the country's spending priorities, the growth outlook, as well as fiscal policy. And one individual who I know is going to be paying attention to what the minister says is Johan Els, who's the Group Chief Economist at Old Mutual. Johan, thank you so much for your time.
Hi, good evening.
So, I mean, let's talk about some of the macroeconomic assumptions. I mean, against what background is the finance minister presenting his MTBPS?
No, absolutely. So at the moment, economic growth in South Africa is still pretty weak. We expect growth of only around 1% this year. So that is the background. But fortunately, things are starting to improve. And when the minister looks at his budget numbers, he's going to anticipate somewhat better economic growth over the next year or so, which means, of course, that tax income growth will be stronger than what we've had over the past few years. But I think the most important thing is that he's going to be pretty tough on expenditure, because the minister's deputy has said in New York this week that they're going to focus on getting more money available for infrastructure spending. So that means other spending will come under pressure. So to fix the budget, we're going to get better tax revenue growth, but we still have to tighten our belts in terms of the expenditure side, because we need to fix the economy through more spending on infrastructure. So it is going to be tough, but we looking better than what we did a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. So we're on an improving path in terms of the economy and thus that ability to fix the budget.
It's actually a great thing that you brought up the New York side of things, because I do understand that you're in New York right now. And I want to unpack that, what you just said now around having more money available for infrastructure growth. I can imagine the people in the room had lots of questions to ask, and I don't know if they found the opportunity to be able to ask the deputy minister a little bit more about that. But let's talk about New York. What's your sense of what is happening in the room as the minister was outlining or touching on some of those things?
The mood amongst U.S. investors were actually pretty positive in terms of the overall outlook for the SA economy. Post the elections, they see less political risk, and therefore they see the better opportunity for economic growth, and that means less fiscal risk as well. So the minister was very tight-lipped in terms of his pronouncements around the budget, because of course the budget is tomorrow and he couldn't say too much. But what he did say was this continuation of fiscal consolidation, in other words, fixing the budget, but that they're going to focus on making sure that policies are in place to get better economic growth. But they realize this urgent need for the public sector, and that's government, to also add to that growing need for finances for infrastructure spending. So a big theme of the conference was this cooperation between the private sector and the public sector to fix the economy, to get fixed investment going, to help the economy to grow faster and on a cheaper basis. In other words, if you've got better infrastructure, the economy runs somewhat cheaper. So there was a big focus on that public-private partnership. But government realizes that they also have to come to the party with more money in terms of that infrastructure investment. So the foreign investors were actually quite positive about the outlook.
Johan, are you still with us? There you are.
Did you not hear what I was just saying?
We lost you for a split second. Investors are feeling positive. But on that, and this business sentiment that we've seen turn since the formation of the Government of National Unity, I think it's something that we've been talking about probably for the past couple of weeks or so. I mean, there's so many green shoots that we are seeing, well, especially when it comes to the logistics side of things, the over 200 days as Eskom operates more efficiently in terms of us not seeing load shedding and various other things happening. But given the background, what is then your projection when you look at, you know, GDP or growth for not just 2024, but 2025 and 2026, if you will? And how is that likely to sort of fare against what National Treasury is projecting?
You know, for this year, it's roughly around what National Treasury is projecting. But I think we can start to see some uplift in that growth trajectory over the next few years. So next year is probably likely above 2%. And then we're drifting upwards to a more sustainable 2.5% to 3% over the medium term. In other words, over the next few years. And that's not what Treasury is yet factoring in terms of the numbers for the budget. So once that comes through, it would make it easier to get towards a lower budget deficit. But foreign investors, again, they're very much aware that economic growth in South Africa is busy picking up towards around 2.5% and perhaps 3% on a sustained basis. And that means, of course, far better profits in South Africa. That means better returns on the equity market. And foreign investors are very aware that South Africa actually now starting to look far better than the traditional emerging markets that they compare us with, Argentina, Brazil, Turkey, for instance. So lots of interest in terms of US investors. Since I'm here, US investors in South Africa at the moment.
You brought up the subject around tax, and I'm wondering whether this improved macroeconomic environment supports a rebound in tax collections.
Yes, I think we'll see better tax collections. There's better growth, and we've had the news of some of that two-pot money that consumers have dipped into, taxes then on top of that. But also, if we continue to see this better growth, it means better profitability, and hopefully that brings more employment, more money in consumer pockets, and all of that will gradually lift the tax stack. So that's positive as well. I don't think we're going to see tax hikes. So the better tax growth that I see is not because of tax hikes, it's just because of better underlying economic growth. Treasury, they're very strong in the realization that they need to fix the expenditure side of the budget, that they can't tax us more. Because as you and I know, we overtaxed as we sit here.
Let's talk the expenditure side of things. What's a concern for you between public sector wage bill, debt service costs, and perhaps even, you know, bailouts for large state-owned enterprises? I mean, I know that we're not expecting any large, bailouts, but there is still that elephant in the room around the SA Post Office.
Yes. So, unfortunately, there's still those concerns. I think Treasury will continue to be very tough, that tough love policy that they have in terms of SOE support. And if they do give some support, it'll be with very strict conditionality. You mentioned the wage bill. I'm also concerned about that because that has been a big concern over the last few years. But at least Treasury has made some inroads. They've through some years, the wage bill is now about 100 billion rand per year lower than what it would have been if we continued on the trajectory that we foresaw in 2019. But it's still a huge part of the expenditure bill, and we still need to fix that part. Coming back to the SOE support, I led a panel discussion at this SA Tomorrow Investment Conference where Michelle Phillips, the CEO of Transnet, said Transnet actually desperately needs some money from Treasury. So there is that probable money, but again, I don't think it's going to come in this budget. I think Treasury is still working with Transnet in order to get to some kind of solution there. We know we need Transnet to be fixed in terms of allowing the economy to run, the logistics, the railways, the harbors, etc. So we probably need to give them some money, but I think there needs to be strict conditionality around that.
Global financing conditions seem to be more favorable than they were in 2023. Are you anticipating anything, or rather, what does it then mean for National Treasury when it comes to maybe expanding its foreign currency bond issuance? Are you expecting anything like that?
No, I actually don't expect anything at this medium-term budget. Those are usually left for the February budget. But I do think the conditions, as you rightly say, is far more favorable than what we've seen recently. On that front, also, the fact that, you know, lower interest rates globally and locally meant that our bond yields have come off quite significantly. So lower long-term interest rates will certainly help governments' debt servicing burden, so the interest payments on the debt. So that means some savings there. You mentioned earlier the debt servicing. Yes, that's another big expenditure component. At least it seems like we'll be saving some money on that front.
With that said, then, are you expecting a steady demand when it comes to government bonds from foreign investors?
I think there'll be improving demand there. Our bond yields are still hugely attractive compared to everywhere else. And with improving conditions, better growth means less fiscal risk. We start to fix the budget. So that means less issuance in South Africa as well. And all of that will likely mean that foreign interest in our government bonds will pick up over the next few months. So I think that's a very attractive investment in a lower risk environment than what we've seen before.
Johan, thank you so much for your time. That is Johan Els, who is the Group Chief Economist at Old Mutual, giving us his perspective in terms of what he'll be paying attention to when Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana delivers his medium-term budget policy statement.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.